This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a pivotal week for lawmakers.
Senate Joint Resolution 50 with a...
Among the measures considered on Wednesday afternoon was Senate Joint Resolution 50. Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester is the sponsor. He tells his colleagues this resolution, upon voter approval, would modify provisions relating to taxation.
It creates an income tax cap. We've actually passed it. The cap was actually at 5.5%, so way above where we currently are sitting in statute. It's at 4.5%.
An amendment was added to the resolution that would change some of the rules regarding the state's budget, which caught the attention of Senator Greg Raser of Kansas City.
Yeah, we could say that we want to expand Interstate 49, for example, that runs through both of our districts. Could just set that in a bucket, appropriate it there, and let it sit, right? Okay, all right. I see where you're going with that.
If fully successful, Senate Joint Resolution 50 would go on a future Missouri ballot.
Senate Bill 894 and 825.
Tuesday afternoon and evening saw time spent on Senate Bills 894 and 825, legislation that would modify provisions relating to the promotion of business development. Senator Travis Fitzwater of Holt Summit is the sponsor.
We try to make the version that we're working on today similar to the House version that was worked through just recently and voted on a bipartisan level by pretty significant margins.
During discussion, Senator Doug Beck of St. Louis says he voted for last year's version of this measure.
Part of this bill has been around for the last 3 years, the sandbox part, and we've whittled this thing down to a point to where we are like adamantly opposed to it, to a point to where it's like, it's okay.
Missouri senators give Senate Bills 894 and 825 preliminary approval. Another yes vote would send this legislation to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate Bill
984. Monday afternoon and evening were dedicated to Senate Bill 984. Senator Nick Schroer of O'Fallon is the sponsor. He tells his colleagues his proposal seeks to create the Intoxicating Cannabinoid Control Act.
Legalization of non-intoxicating hemp inadvertently opened the door to the unregulated sale of intoxicating hemp cannabinoid products.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Carla May of St. Louis asked if this legislation could lead to any possible legal action.
And it was being sold prior to our amendment to allow marijuana to be sold in the state of Missouri.
Senate Bill 984 has been set aside for future consideration.
We'll set it to committee and we'll put it at the discretion of the chair.
It's universal pre-K for low-income families.
Among the items awaiting floor time in the Missouri Senate is House Bill 1486. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rodden of Columbia says this measure relates to funding pre-kindergarten in our state.
Pretty tough bill to get across the finish line in the back half of session. My assumption is there's plenty on our side who support it and plenty who don't. No real prognostication other than it's a tough road to hoe like most things in the Senate.
Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City says she believes the Show Me State is facing growing child care concerns.
We're hearing from constituents who are struggling to find a spot for their children, to afford a spot for their children. We're hearing from child care providers who are having a hard time keeping their doors open.
Come before the body.
There will be no session on Monday.
Tuesday, April 2nd.
Session will resume on Tuesday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.